Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Dr. Annette Weber, a senior fellow and Sudan expert at the German Institute for International and Security Affairs. Dr. Weber, Sudan's transitional authorities have agreed to turn over several figures, including Omar al-Bashir, to the International Criminal Court. Bashir was toppled last April, and there were indications that the Sudanese would ignore the ICC's arrest warrant, preferring to try him instead on various domestic charges. Why the sudden change?
Well, two things. I don't think it's a sudden change. The discussions were ongoing since the revolution, basically, and then with the help of the military, toppled Omar al-Bashir. The discussion was ongoing in terms of what is best to do with Bashir and when. Is it like the best idea to hand over Bashir to the ICC, to take him out of the country, or to have a hybrid court inside of the country? That was basically the discussion in the FFC, in the civilian part of the new government. And of course, parts of the military side of the government were quite afraid that he would be handed over anywhere, because of course their own implications in the war in Darfur. So that has been developed and discussed ongoingly. And partially right now, the change right now is partially because the demands of the Darfur rebels in the peace agreements pushing for Bashir to be handed over. However, what we hear from Khartoum right now is that it's not clear if they want to hand him over to the ICC, or rather the discussion is with the ICC to have a hybrid court, or to have a court, an ICC court in Sudan. Because I think the valid point that was made is if he is going to be taken to The Hague, it's going to be very far away from the everyday person in Sudan. So how can they follow the proceedings? So wouldn't it be a better idea to have it close by? And I think this is what's discussed right now.
That seems to be important, that they want the people to follow the proceedings. Do the transitional figures in Sudan perhaps want to make an example of him?
Absolutely. I think it's going to be important, and I think there are different interests behind that. If he's on trial, he will, of course, also name names and, you know, implicate more people. So for some in the transition, it's important that he's going to be close by so people will learn how the system worked and what he was implicated in. And for others, of course, it is to have him close by to hope to make him the scapegoat that could basically shield their own implications.
You are listening to Dr. Annette Weber, a senior fellow and Sudan expert at the German Institute for International and Security Affairs. Dr. Weber, something interesting happened a little over a week ago. Might this be related? And that was General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, the head of Sudan's Transitional Executive Council. He met in Uganda with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. That also seems to be some kind of a major turnaround. Might the Sudanese transitional executives be interested in courting favor with the outside world through these moves?
Well, I think the transitional government definitely wants to have a normalization with the outside world. I think that is basically what they're doing. And I don't see that Burhan's meeting with Netanyahu was like the first step. Prime Minister Hamdok is basically regularly visiting Washington. He's coming to the Munich Security Conference. I mean, so the dealings with the outside world, and in specific the Western world, are basically very good since the transition. Also, I don't see any connection between the ICC and Israel in that sense. I would be surprised if this would be part of the discussion. But yes, of course, it's a huge and major step because, of course, under Bashir, Sudan was always very clearly against Israel and denied the right to exist for Israel. So yes, this normalization, I think there is a first step in a normalization. But of course, if you look at what is needed in Sudan, it's not just a normalization, you know, with basically everybody in the international community, but also potentially questions of water management will come up. We will have the big discussion on the Nile Dam in Ethiopia soon, and the water management being necessary for agricultural schemes that Sudan will need to develop in order to have more of economic stability. And of course, we all know that for water management, it's Israel in this region who is best equipped. So that could be potentially one further interest of for normalization. So I think, yes, it's a major step, but I wouldn't take it in connection with the ICC.
Dr. Annette Weber, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.